Time for Jacob Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Well, Major League Baseball action last night. Wilmer Flores and Justin Ruggiano homered as the New York Mets beat the St. Louis Cardinals 7-4. Jose Reyes reached base four times and scored three runs. Asdrubal Cabrera had three hits, drove in a run, and scored once. The offense helped Robert Zelman get the decision in his Major League debut. Zelman pressed into action after starter Jonathan Neese left with an injury in the first inning, pitched 3 2/3 innings without allowing an earned run. Jurys Familia earned his 42nd save, one shy of the Mets' season record set by Familia last year and Armando Benitez in 2001. Cardinals lefty Jaime Garcia gave up a season-high six runs at home in just four innings. New York broke a 22 1/3 inning streak in which Garcia hadn't given up an earned run at home to the Mets. Yordano Ventura escaped two threats while pitching six innings, and the Kansas City Royals extended their winning streak to nine games by beating the Miami Marlins 1-0 last night. Ventura, who reached 101 miles per hour on the scoreboard radar gun, allowed six hits and one walk while striking out six. Royals starters have an ERA of 1.69 during this winning streak, Kansas City's longest since June of 2014. Three relievers closed out the win and extended the bullpen streak of 32 consecutive shutout innings since August 10th. Kelvin Herrera pitched a perfect ninth to pick up his eighth save. It's only 38 miles from Camden Yards to Nationals Park, but it must seem all uphill to the Washington Nationals. The Orioles maintain their mastery of the Nats in the Beltway Series interleague rivalry that began in 2006. The Orioles are 34-24 over the Nats in that span, including an 8-1 whipping Tuesday night. Kevin Gausman scattered six hits over six shutout innings to improve to 5-10. That series moves to the nation's capital for the next two nights. Jake Arrieta is the first 16-game winner in the National League. Arrieta allowed just two hits in eight shutout innings, and the National League Central leading Chicago Cubs beat Seattle 5-3. L.A. Dodgers increased their National League West lead over San Francisco to two games by beating the Giants 9-5 last night. Boston Red Sox remain tied with Toronto atop the AL East by edging Tampa Bay 2-1. Russell Martin had three hits and two RBIs. R.A. Dickey pitched 6 2/3 innings for his first home win since July 10th as the Blue Jays beat the L.A. Angels 7-2. The New York Yankees kept their wild card hopes alive by thrashing Seattle 5-1. Chris Davis hit a three-run homer and scored three times, and the Oakland Athletics beat the Cleveland Indians 9-1, snapping a three-game losing streak. The Indians still lead the AL Central by 6.5 over Detroit. Gregory Polanco hit a couple of home runs as Pittsburgh picks up a 7-1 win over the Astros. Also, it was Cincinnati over Texas 3-0. The White Sox beat Philadelphia 9-1. Detroit over Minnesota 8-3. Milwaukee beat Colorado 6-4, and it was Atlanta over Arizona by a 7-4 final. Also in baseball news, the Texas Rangers are turning the page on Josh Hamilton. They place the outfielder on unconditional release waivers as he tries to come back from a series of operations on his left knee. The Rangers activated him off the 60-day disabled list on Tuesday and then put him on waivers. Hamilton had surgery on the left knee June 8th to reconstruct the ACL and repair cartilage damage, his third operation on that knee since September. He's hoping to be ready to play again by spring training. The L.A. Dodgers have placed left-handers Brett Anderson and Scott Kazmir on the disabled list, tying the 2012 Boston Red Sox for the Major League record with 27 players on the DL this season. Anderson has a blister on his pitching hand. Kazmir is out with neck inflammation. Orioles ace Chris Tillman appears headed to the 15-day disabled list with a sore right shoulder. Tillman is 15-5 with a .376 earned run average. The Major League Baseball postseason will open with the American League wildcard game on Tuesday, October 4th, and could run through November 2nd if the World Series goes to a seventh and deciding game. The American League champ will host the first game of the Fall Classic on Tuesday, October 25th. The National League wildcard game is Wednesday, October 5th. The AL Division Series begins Thursday, October 6th, with the opening game of the National League Division Series beginning the next day. The AL Championship Series is scheduled to begin on Friday, October 14th, with the NLCS starting on the 15th. Caden Dinn hit a walk-off single, and Johnston, Iowa rallied past Warwick, Rhode Island 3-2 Tuesday in an elimination game of the Little League World Series. Miles Risley led off the bottom of the sixth inning by reaching on an error, and Michael Seamer blooped a single into right field to put runners on the corners with one out. Then Jack Emanuel walked to load the bases. After Rhode Island starter Colin Lemieux left due to a pitch limit, Josh Larson hit the first pitch to tie it at two. On the next pitch, Dinn singled through the same hole on the left side to win it. Dinn led off the bottom of the fifth with a solo homer to tie it at one apiece. Kenny Ricks hit the second pitch of the sixth over the left field wall, giving Rhode Island that 2-1 lead before Iowa came back for the win. Well, the 2016 high school football season opener for Missouri Valley will be played this week at home against the Griswold Tigers. Despite the unfinished product, the Big Red season opener Friday will be played at their new athletic complex, which is right behind the high school on the east end of town. School officials are asking spectators to please understand that the complex is still under construction and will not be completely finished for the first game, though they still expect an enjoyable experience by all those who attend. The Missouri Valley Community School District will show off the finished product during the grand opening ceremony on Friday, September 16th, during their homecoming activities. Minnesota Vikings quarterback Teddy Bridgewater has resumed throwing with his sore shoulder. Coach Mike Zimmer has kept up his silence about Bridgewater's status. Bridgewater threw a few dozen short and medium-length passes in practice Tuesday. It's the first time he's thrown in front of reporters in a week. He didn't play in the preseason game at Seattle. Coach Zimmer has refused to discuss the injury. ESPN.com previously reported the shoulder problem, which Zimmer didn't confirm or deny. Elsewhere around training camps, the Giants have welcomed Victor Cruz back to practice after the receiver missed the past 2 weeks with a groin injury. Cruz is hoping for a comeback after two injury-plagued seasons. Broncos linebacker DeMarcus Ware has returned to practice on a limited basis with an eye on having him ready for the season opener against Carolina. Ware missed training camp with a back issue and kept him out of five games in 2015, but said he feels much better than he did at the end of last season. Quarterback Trevor Siemian didn't throw in practice because of a sore right shoulder. Coach Gary Kubiak said Siemian is day-to-day, but is still the starter for Saturday's preseason game against the Los Angeles Rams. Dallas receiver Dez Bryant will miss Thursday's preseason game at Seattle after sustaining a concussion in practice. Coach Jason Garrett says that Bryant was hurt Monday when the receiver's head hit the shoulder pads of safety Barry Church. In college football news, Notre Dame cornerback Devin Butler has been formally charged after allegedly punching a police officer and slamming the officer to the ground over the weekend. He's facing felony counts of resisting law enforcement and battery against a public safety official. Coach Brian Kelly announced Sunday that Butler had been suspended indefinitely from the team. He does remain enrolled at the university. And in tennis news, six-time champ Serena Williams and defending champ Novak Djokovic have been seeded number one for the U.S. Open, and that opens up on Monday. Neither has played a match since early exits at the Rio Olympics. That's the fifth time Williams is the top seed at Flushing Meadows. That is a check of sports this hour. Our sports update brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic.